Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jack Perkins. Batting second. The left fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting third. The first baseman, Alvin Davis. Batting fourth. The DH, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Presley. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Danny Tartabull. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dave Valley. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Frank Wills. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Brian Little. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. And now, play ball. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins takes first base on ball four. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Perkins. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Perkins steals second. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley bunts towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. Perkins moves to third. One out. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law takes first base on ball four. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a fly ball towards left field. Bradley makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Bradley. Law moves to third. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Law scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Perkins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley takes first base on ball four. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Presley moves to third. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Presley scores. Henderson scores. It's 2-1, Mariners. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tartabull. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Tartabull steals second. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley strikes out. Two outs. Jack Perkint is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkint is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Perkint takes first base on ball 4. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-0 in the game. Bradley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Valley settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Valley. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards second. Perkin fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Tartabull covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the White Sox 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hewlett moves to second. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Law hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bradley. Law reaches second base with a double. Hewlett scores. Guillen moves to third. It's Mariners, 2, White Sox, 2. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-1 in the game. Little hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guillen scores. Law scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Little moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Presley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Presley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Tartabull hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Tartabull reaches second base with a double. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley is 0-for-1 in the game. Valley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tartabull scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Mariners 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bradley. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Boston goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, White Sox. Paul Mirabella now pitching. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gielen bunts towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Perkins covering, for the out. Hewlett moves to third. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins fields it and throws to home to get Hewlett. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Little strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradley hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Mariners 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Walker reaches second base with a double. Baines moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk is walked intentionally. Dave Tobik now pitching. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tartabull misplays the ball. That's an error on Tartabull. Baines scores. Walker scores. Fisk moves to third. It's 7-3, White Sox. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boston hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fisk tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 8-3, White Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kittle moves to second. Ed Vandenberg now pitching. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tartabull can't make a play. That's a base hit. Kittle moves to third. Guillen moves to second. Scott Fletcher pinch hits for Brian Little. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kittle scores. Guillen scores. Law moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 10-3, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vandenberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Scott Fletcher now playing second base. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Law, who is chasing the ball. Cowens reaches third base with a triple. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Presley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Presley reaches second base with a double. Cowens scores. It's 10-4, White Sox. Dan Spillner now pitching. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Tartabull hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Valley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Mariners 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Walker strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fisk moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tartabull scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Boston hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Mariners 4. The Mariners will come to bat. Bob James now pitching. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker can't make a play. That's a base hit. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first, with James covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Mariners 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Guillen hits a pop-up towards the mound. Vandenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Law hits a line drive towards short. Tartabull reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Mariners 4. The Mariners will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Presley hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Mariners 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tartabull scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tartabull scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the White Sox 10, and the Mariners 4. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Henderson strikes out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tartabull is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Valley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Seattle Mariners, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.